The city of Syracuse is asking Onondaga County to help crack down on burglaries. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's a matter of making it harder for burglars to sell stolen items to secondhand shops.
It's a problem the city thought it had solved last spring when lawmakers passed a pawn shop registration requirement, forcing owners of secondhand stores inside city limits to keep records of people who bring in merchandise. Mayor Stephanie Miner says police visit the shops to get information to match with crimes and try to solve burglaries. And she says it was working till some of these secondhand shops made their move.
What we have found happen is that pawn shops have opened outside the city limits, and those reporting requirements are not in place. So people can take stolen goods, presumably, and go right outside the city and try to sell them there.
That's where Miner wants help. She's looking for a countywide ordinance that would eliminate the current loophole. Onondaga County Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon is on board.
We're going to take a look at the city law. We're going to take a look at East Syracuse's ordinance, and we're going to put together something that we think is fair to the business community, but at the same time stops and discourages some of the public safety issues we've been having in our community.
McMahon says proposed legislation could be on the agenda by April. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.